everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
Guys, do you want to explain to me what is The Story of Grass?
The Story of Grass is a zine, homebrew magazine, just some photocopied sheets of paper all stapled together with pictures and words on, my words mostly, and Gus's pictures. And that's what it is.
It kind of sums up quite a lot of magazines. Yeah. Where does the title come from? What's the story?
Well, we wanted to a title that would capture the excitement and dynamism that would be between the covers, so I don't know, The Story of Grass just seemed appropriate.
Okay. Is it actually about grass, or does it have a kind of deeper meaning, the sentence, the title?
In a way, everything is about grass, but no, it's got nothing to do with
You're
grass
making whatsoever. This quite
It's just the title. It was just a stupid title. The one thing we're a bit disappointed about, I never thought about the druggy double meaning, and I wish it didn't have a druggy double meaning.
It's it never crossed my mind either, actually. No. Is this the first time you two guys have collaborated?
No, we collaborated on a series of four animations for a Channel 4 website a couple of years ago.
Right.
Which was our first collaboration, wasn't it?
Chad Banger.
You come up with some great titles.
Well, he was a barman with a sausage for a head who reassured people about the worries of the day. And it was actually, we were at a film festival about a year and a half ago to promote this thing. And that's when we just came up with the idea of The Story of Grass. And it took us about a year to even start working on it.
We had a digital relationship.
Yeah, because Gus lives in Dublin and I live in Gisborough now. Right. And so everything's done via email, basically. This is the first time I've seen Gus in a year and a half.
Is that easy then, to collaborate in that manner, or is it quite difficult?
It's all right. It would be nice if we were both in a room, but this is the way we choose to do it. Sort of, I'll write stuff and send it over to Gus to see if he wants, if it sort of he can draw a picture towards it, and he'll draw pictures and send it over to me and see if I want to write something about it, and it seems to work okay. Towards deadline time, when we arbitrarily
set. He's good at this talking thing. He's good now. Keep going.
No, you've disrupted my flow. It'd probably be a quicker process if we could just get in a room, get drunk, drink coffee and rum, and just bash it out.
But don't have to drink.
Yeah, obviously we don't drink, and haven't been all afternoon.
This is an exhibition on the wall, but you've also said that it's a magazine. So what exactly is the form that we've got here, and what are you going to do with The Story of Grass?
The format of the magazine is quite hodgepodge. You don't really know what you're going to get on each page, because I don't know what's going to come through email.
It's just a surreal art, and it's a humour magazine. It's just jokes and short stories and stuff like that. Cartoons, comic strips.
Yeah, weird
stuff
paintings.
Like that. I send him stuff like weird kind of paintings and stuff, and he captions them and makes stories about them. And
So where'd you get your ideas from then with your I know it's a bit of a cliched question, but here we go.
I'm just a weird guy.
You're not weird, you're perfectly normal. It's just
I carry a sketchbook, and it's a cliche, but I write down everything that comes into my mind, and I send it to him, and he doesn't reject it. He says yes with open arms, and he deals with it, and that's the magazine. It's just a back and forth thing that goes over the internet, and eventually we end up with a magazine.
Yeah, I mean, after a couple of months, I'll have a folder full of drawings and ideas and jokes and stories, and then it's just a case of opening up Word and putting it on pages, trying to make different pages look nice.
He thinks I'm good at drawing, and I think he's funny.
Right.
And he's good at writing, and he does stand-up and stuff and bits and pieces and all that stuff. So we just try and combine them in some kind of mishmash way.
And just, print it out, staple it up and
see what happens.
We do it as cheap as possible, keep all the costs real low, and get away with it as much as possible, and that's basically it.
You're kind of the rock and roll of the art world.
No, it's broke.
we're poor. But also, I just think it's a really cool thing. I mean, being able to print something out, staple it, fold it, hand it out to people, for some reason, it now seems more immediate and modern than doing stuff on the internet, because it just seems different. Again, it's what people used to do, but the internet just seems really impersonal, and the only way you can sort of stamp any kind of real personality onto the internet now, you have to know a lot about coding and about HTML and making stuff look the way you want it to. Who likes coding? No. We don't like it. Whereas if you can sort of copy and paste stuff, stick stuff onto a page and then photocopy it, suddenly you can be really personal again, and I think that's one, really important, two, fairly easy really, and I think more people should be doing it, because it's just you have a bit of culture, you have your own obsessions and your own interests on a bit of paper that you can then hand out to people.
Isn't there a marketing issue though? I mean, how do you get the magazine out there?
There is a marketing issue, yeah. Well, We've been dead lucky that AJ and Rebecca have asked us to do this exhibition. Beyond that, you know, wherever I go, I've always got a few copies in my bag that I'll just quite often just hand to people. Get out there. Just all the stuff I would be doing anyway, you know, going to all the cultural events and just have a copy of Stovegrass in your bag. It's just an easy thing to hand out to people and say, here, see what you think of this.
We're just concerned with making it funny and making it worth looking at, you know. And then the rest, we're working on that, but we're not into marketing.
No, we're not that into marketing.
Hopefully, you know, we're getting a help here and stuff, so we'll see what happens.
Are you guys working on anything else? No, or are you still doing stuff with the Story of Gross?
Well, we just finished a third issue, so that just got finished yesterday, and then I don't know, what should we do next?
Another one?
Yeah, we'll do another issue, then just all the other stuff. It'd be nice to do some more animations, actually.
The rest of my life is really boring. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. So do you come over here often, or are you still...
No, I haven't been here in about a year and a half, but I studied here. In Teesside.
Is that how you guys met?
No, I got funded to make a short film called Bus Stop Boogaloo with the UK Film Council. And I got sent on a workshop, a film director's workshop thing. And I met you there randomly.
I got funding at the same time.
I sat down at a table with James and he had funding for his film. And we just went to the pub, I think.
You guys do a lot of other stuff as well. I mean, separately as well, you're both very talented in a wide range of artistic fields. Do you constantly work on something and then finish that and then go on to something else? Or are you flitting around all over the place?
Yeah, I get bored very easy. You don't want to get boring and complacent. And you like to change it around every now and again. Like the next issue, I have no idea.
Do you have a favourite art form that you enjoy working in?
Whatever we're working at the time, really, and also whatever's next. It's always like, I'm really enjoying this, but what are we going to do next? So I want to get back into filmmaking again and start making a few more films. Stand-up is always fun, but it's difficult to do around here because there's no sort of grassroots open mic scene round in the Tees Valley, unfortunately. You've got to go to Newcastle or Manchester for that. But everything that you do, really, you can write something for one medium, and if it doesn't work out, just shunt it along to another one and just see where it fits.
Right, okay.
It's interesting. There's a character, well, kind of a character in the Story of Grass, Optimistic Duck, who the first one I did was just a duck saying, I just got a text from my girlfriend saying, we need to talk. Great, I like talking. Well, that's had two or three different forms. That's been in a sitcom script that I wrote, it's been in a short film, and then one day I just decided to draw a duck saying it, and that's when it took off. Right. And people kind of liked this duck, and so I started doing more things with this duck, seeing the bright side of stuff. So just having more places to put your work, put Gus's art and put my writing, it just opens it up, and as I say, if it doesn't work in one medium, you just shift it along to another.
I particularly like your giraffe thing that I saw.
Thank you again. That's
all you.
Well,
the most popular stuff is James' stuff.
You reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute nonsense.
No, it's he's modest.
Let's not have an argument about this right now. Gus's art is so important to the Story of Grass. The thing that we were going for with the magazine was a kind of... One, it's supposed to be funny and likable, but it's also supposed to be a bit like, what did I just look at? And I just can't do that. I'm quite straightforward, really. And what it needed was Gus's sort of mad right angle to reality stuff. One, to make it arty and make it a nice artifact, something that is just nice to look at, because otherwise it would have just been closely typed sheets of borderline serial killer rantings from me. So it's just really important to have that, it being funny, but also just being interesting. And I think Gus's stuff makes it interesting.
Guys, I know you're going to shoot off and kind of help put up the pictures on the wall. If people want to come down and see this, where do they go? How do they find out about what's going on?
Well, you come to Peg Powler Gallery. It's on tonight and for the next four Tuesdays. And also, I believe it's open by appointment with Mr. AJ Garrett. You can also find us on Facebook. We're not going to tell you where, just find us. And you can also buy it online, The Story of Grass.
Or die.
Buy it or die. Basically.
Right, and you just Google The Story of Grass and it'll all come up?
Would you believe there's a book written in 1974 called The Story of Grass? I didn't know that. But we'll come up eventually if you just keep pressing next.
Right. And if you don't like us, you're wrong.
Yeah, so wrong.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Thank you.
That's been
cheers. Thanks. Cheers.
A Garrito presentation.